Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, Devonna Scott, who's the head of Bible Life. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Freestyle Friday, and your host is Apostle D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Pastor Christina Douglas. Come on in, come on in, have a seat, and get ready. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 55 and 22. Excuse me. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Psalms 55 and 22, cast your cares upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Excuse me, or if you need prayer.
Good Friday morning to you. I am Apostle Donna Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you. The word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we thank you guys so very much for joining us on this morning. And again, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Listen, guys, you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're going to go ahead on, and we're going to go into our effectual fervent prayer and speak to the Lord on this morning according to what he says, what he says for us to call on his name in the firmament of his power. So we want to call on the name of the Lord and ask him to put his hands on this broadcast as we go out and do what he has called us to do. Amen. Let us pray. Lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for God just being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for stepping into the room, God, and causing every situation and circumstance to line up according to your will and to your way. Father, we bless and magnify your holy and righteous name, for it is just due unto you. God, we glorify you, we magnify you, we edify you, God. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voice on this morning. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would reach out and touch them, God, in a special way. God, whatever the issue or circumstance they may be dealing with, God, maybe it's the chaos in their mind. Father, maybe it's the hardness on their heart. Maybe the enemy has caused them to have, God, a hardened heart, God, toward the situation or toward the circumstance or toward people on today. God, we ask that you would remove that thing from them, God. God, we pray that you would remove the noise and pestilence, God. Silence, God, the enemy that is speaking into their ears. God, we pray, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Listen. Guys, we just want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries as well that are listening in to us. We thank you guys overseas, all of you great pastors and apostles and missionaries that are over in other countries that you guys are listening to the broadcast. We thank you so very much for coming on and getting your daily dose of a push or your daily dose of a drive to let you know that all things are working together for your good. God, we thank you for those precious hearts that are there in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. And guys, we want to let you guys know that we are praying for you. We are praying for you. We are praying for you. Those of you all that are over there over doing the missionary work and you have not taken your hand off the plow, those that are presenting Christ to the lost and causing their souls to come to the fullness of knowledge of who God is in their life. We are not letting you do this by yourself. We are praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you because we know that he is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. And know that the way the Bible says, where if one put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. Know that you have brothers and sisters on the other side of the world. We're praying for you. Just know that there's a company of people that are praying for you. We're interceding and we're calling on the name of the Lord for you. And we know that God is no short of his promise. He said that his words shall not go out and return unto him void. So we thank you as he establishes you in the places that you are. Amen. And we want to pray for those. We want to let you, those that are giving their lives, we want to let you know that we're praying for you as well. We understand that the taskmasters of that era, the taskmasters of that region, they are not making it easy for you to give your life to Christ. We understand that. So we're praying for you as well. We know that there are things that happen to you when you give your life to Christ. And we realize that. And we also realize that the fight is great. So we're going to continue to pray for you. We're going to continue to pray with you. We're going to continue to call on the name of the Lord with you. Amen. Amen. Listen, guys, as we go in on this morning, We want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. So we want to make sure we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Bulgaria. And we have Russia. And we have Mexico. Thank you guys so very much for your continued partnership coming alongside of us. And guys, remember, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and we will most definitely pray with you, or maybe you have a testimony you want to share, or even if you want to just come on in and tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. Either way it go, we would be excited to have you guys come along and come on board. We thank you so very much for the time that you take out to listen in on the broadcast. And remember, guys, we're here for you. We're here for you. We're here to give you that push. We're here to give you that drive. We're here to give you that strength. So please don't give up in the fight. Know that God is not only just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Amen? Amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Second Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him. I have everything.
Great I am, provides for me.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Amen. 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 Can we retouch on Psalms 52 and 2? Can we retouch on Psalms 52 and 2? Can you pull that up and read that for me? 52
and 22?
52 and 22, yes, ma'am. Can you pull that up and reread that for me?
I can just read it for you.
Please do.
Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Cast your cares upon me. He said, never shall I let the righteous be forsaken. Cast your cares upon me. I will never let the righteous be shaken. Some times in battle, we receive scars and we receive hurts and we receive pains as we go through what we go through. And I am a personal witness to this, that God bless you. That means that I'm telling the truth because my wife sneezed. In this battle that we are in, So often we are shaken by the issues of life. And when we're shaken by the issues of life, we tend to lose hope. We tend to lose our footing. We tend to lose our way because our situation sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you, it doesn't always fit what we're going through. Those of you all who have ever gone through anything, you will know that sometimes the storms can get a little aggressive. Am I talking to anybody? I'm just trying to leave a footprint this morning. That's all I'm trying to do, is just leave a footprint with you this morning. So while you're going through what you're going through, you will know that God is not only just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask. I think all the thing we got to do is just hold on and be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So some storms, ladies and gentlemen, are aggressive. But the beautiful thing about storms is that storms are never designed to make us bitter. Our storms are actually designed to make us better. Storms are not designed to make us bitter, ladies and gentlemen. They are actually designed to make us better. So often I believe that God allows storms to come in and disrupt our lives because there are things that need to be disrupted. There are things that need to be that need to transpire, that needs to be exposed. Not so much as the fact that we've done anything wrong, or we have missed the mark, or we're not where we're supposed to be at, or anything like that. But sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we just get a little bit too comfortable. Now, the Bible says to us in the King James Version. This is the King James Version. He said, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you." He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Now, my wife's translation said, you shall not be shaken. The beautiful thing about the shake that God does and the shake that the world does, because you do know there's two different types of shake. The world wants to shake you up. God wants to shake you loose. Come on here. Let me help you real quick. The world want to shake you up, but God want to shake you loose. Come here and let me help you. Now, if the shaking of the world, you can tell the difference between the shaking of the world and the shaking of God, because as God began to shake some things loose off of you, you'll start feeling some things fall. You'll start seeing some people leave. You'll start seeing some things turn. You'll start seeing some situations that you have been a part of too long. They'll start to disappear. Now, when the enemy is shaking you up, he shakes you up and it makes you get dizzy because you don't know which direction to go in. Come here, let me help you. The enemy will shake some stuff up in your life because what he's trying to do is he's trying to get you frustrated enough that you give up and throw in the towel. He want to shake you to the point to where when he shake you, he wants to shake all of what God has put in you out of you. Am I helping anybody this morning? Remember, Jonah was in the belly of the whale. God was shaking Jonah because God needed to shake some stuff into Jonah and then shake some stuff off of Jonah. Because watch what happened. Jonah's mindset was contrary to the word, but his assignment still needed to be done. Come here. God will shake some stuff loose off of you so you can be, when you hit the ground again and you get back into the thick of things, watch this here. You're going to run as if your life depended on it. Can I leave a footprint on you this morning? Can I leave a footprint? All I'm trying to do is leave a footprint. Because the enemy desire is to sift you like wheat. This is a conversation between Jesus and Peter. Say, Peter, he say, Satan desires to sift you like wheat. He say, but I prayed for you that your faith, Holy Ghost, fail you not. The things that we would have wanted Jesus to pray for us, he didn't pray for us. Because if I was Peter and you would have said that to me, I would say, wait a minute, hold on, Lord, you talking about my faith fail. Why you didn't pray that Satan didn't sift me? You're praying, Lord, give Peter your servant the ability to stay faithful in the shake. I was like, wait a minute, hold on, God. Hold on, why wouldn't you say, take this away from him, let this thing pass, let this thing not be so. But yet you say, let the shaking take place. Mm. Let me help you with the revelation of the shake. Mm. Let me help you with the revelation of the shift, of the sifting, should I say. The sifting, ladies and gentlemen, is actually designed to get all the impurities that's in you out of you. I'm a product of the 80s. I'm an 80s baby. I was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s, was groomed in the 90s, and finna kill the devil in the 2000s. Okay, but listen, in the 80s, you can go to your grandmother's house on any given Sunday and sit down and have a real good home-cooked meal. I ain't talking about nothing that we done bought from Jack in the Box. I ain't talking about us going to Piccadilly's. I ain't talking about us going to Golden Corral after church. I'm talking about on Sunday, Granny had a real good meal cooked for you. Some Some Sundays you come in, you might have some fried chicken. Some Sundays you might come in, you might have you a pot roast. Some Sundays you might come in and you have meatloaf and all the fixings go along with it. And one of my most favorite things that my grandmother would make was she would make this, I just used to call it a plain cake. I don't know if y'all call them sponge cakes or a pound cake or whatever it is, but my grandmother used to make this plain yellow cake with, on the top of it, she would make her own drizzled icing. Now, I would watch my grandmother make this cake the day before. And you could not tell me that my grandmother was not in the kitchen making something grand because of the way she was putting it together. Now, she put all her ingredients together. But when she got to the flour, she would take the flour and she would put it into a sifter. And what she would do is she would take that sifter and she'll hold it over the bowl and she'll hit it with her hand real gentle-like. But as she's hitting it, you could see the flour going through the little bitty, itty-bitty holes into the bowl. I'm going somewhere with it. Now, hold on with me. Ride with me for a moment. As she began to sift and the flour was falling, she'd get to a certain part where the flour, she looked down into the sifter, all the flour is gone, and she'll look down in there, and there's little bitty pieces or little bitty chunks of flour. Oh, boy. See, some of us have to go through the sifting because we got the little bitty things. Oh, Lord, that's a test of our life that God has to shake off of us. He gets the purity into your life. He puts the purity into your life. He puts the purity into your life. He puts the purity into your life because what he wants you to do, he wants you to understand that even though you may be in the place that you're in, I got to pray for you. I gotta let you go through this because if I don't let you go through this, you won't know what's inside of you. And it's not designed to kill you. It's actually designed, watch this here, to intensify your stand. Come here, Ephesians. After you've done all the stand therefore with your loins girded about the truth. See, the storm is never designed to kill you, ladies and gentlemen. The storm is designed to do two things. Number one, show you that you can still stand. And two, show you that your stand does matter. Because watch this. Let me go a little, can we go a little bit deeper? Can we just go just tad bit deeper? Let's go just tad bit deeper. I ain't gonna go too deep. I ain't gonna go too deep. But I'm gonna go deep on y'all. Watch this. There are people that are actually watching your stand. Touch about two or three people in your little area. I know we ain't at church, but act like we're at church. Touch two or three people and tell them, do you know that there's somebody watching you? Do you know somebody? Come here. Do you know that somebody's watching you? They got the eye on the prize. They're watching you. They got the eyes on you. And you cannot afford in this season of being obedient, because God gave me that yesterday. We'll deal with that another time. Your season of obedience is what's causing others to look and say, I can make it too. Even though all of this is going on around you, the enemy want to come in like a flood. But God says, I have a standard that I have established, not just in you, but I have a standard that I've established on you. That's why we can stand on Psalms 55 and 22. Because after everything they've done, God says, I will not subject you. He said, I will not allow you. I cannot let the enemy move you. I can't let him move you. Don't be moved. Come here. Let me help you. Don't be moved by what you see. If I would have gave this thing a title, if I would have gave this thing a text, that would be the title and the text of it. Don't be moved by what you see. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for this word that fell onto the ears of these your people. Father, our prayer, as always, God, is for you to move by your power and by your strength. Let not one mind, let not one heart that came to sit and listen on this morning, Father God. God, be disturbed by the situation that they're in. Let them know that this move that you have established, this move that you have created, this move that you have set in motion, is not a move where they have to worry. But Lord, this move will keep them from moving. Come on. This move that God is doing, that you are doing right now, will keep them from moving. Give them the ability, Lord God, God, to look at that situation and circumstance and be established in the wholeheartedness and fullness of who you are. God, give them strength. Give them the ability, Father God, to stand and withstand in the midst of all that they see. Father, don't let them be weary in well-doing, but know that at the end they shall reap if they faint not. Father, we thank you for all things being made well. And God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that your strength is established in them, that they are able, God, to withstand and to stand in the day that the enemy come against their lives. Father, we thank you all for the heartfelt sentiments of those that are under the sign of your voice. And we pray, God, that you would give them the ability, Lord God, God, to continue in the fight. God, this prayer we pray in the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. We're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
So hard to be the best that I could be. It's like every time I take one step, something's right in front of me. Lord, where would I be without your grace and mercy? Oh, now I have one question, Lord, why? I'll never know. My life was heading out of control. Somehow I shifted into overload. But then you came and did a work in me. Out of everything I once was, somehow you saw a masterpiece. rest of my life. I'll never know why you'll be something I'm nothing. Oh, nothing. You made something out of nothing.
Amen, amen. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen, amen. That passage of scripture that we read this every single broadcast because we want to give you the understanding that God is, number one, in control. Number two, that the enemy desire can be overthrown by you just making a decision. Because a lot of times we are fighting in a fight that we really don't have to fight in, because he is able to get us out of where we are. We just have to surrender. And in surrender, can I help y'all this morning? In surrender, surrender requires us to look at us. Amen. Let me give you some hope. Surrender requires us to let go. So today, I want to give you that ability to let go in this situation. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. He is able to come into our situation and turn it and make it work for our good. But watch this here. So we have to be willing and obedient, and that we will eat the good of the land. But we have to learn how to allow God to step in and do what he does best, and that is be God. He is the great I am. He has established himself among us that we can live like him in the midst of all that we go through. I'm going to say that again. He has established this in us so we can live and be established in him. Because what we have to learn how to do, ladies and gentlemen, is this. We have to let God be in control. And that's one of the hardest things. I'm going to tell you the truth. Can I preach me? That was one of the hardest things that I had to learn how to do when I gave my life to Christ, was allow him to be him. Because I still felt like I needed to be in control of it. But can I help you this morning? Let me bless you to your blessed face. Go and push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny right quick. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just have to be the willing vessel today. And see, sometimes in this, we think, okay, well, Apostle, you're telling us to be a willing vessel, but then at the same time, you're telling us this, you're giving us all of this, you're putting all this out here, and then, but we still in the same place. Yeah, you are. But watch this. It's not until you make the mindset to move that God will move it. See, sometimes the reason why we sit in the place that we're in is because we just haven't made the right decision. We've made decisions, but we haven't made the right decision. So here today is your opportunity to make the right decision. To make your right decision. Now watch this here. Your right decision is just rightly this. Just say, okay, God, I give it to you. And don't worry about what people are saying, because that's one of the reasons why I believe a lot of people miss God, is because we're listening to others. Don't worry about what they got to say. My grandmother used to say it like this to me. She said, "Baby, they talking about Jesus Christ. What makes you think you make you any better?" So listen, walk into this and know that in this, God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. So let us pray. Let us pray. Lend me your hearts. And when I pray, we're going to re-quote the scripture that my wife just gave you guys. See, we're going to re-quote that scripture. Now, when we re-quote that scripture, I want you to just say, "I receive it. I receive it." Ready? Here we go. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice on this morning. Father, our sincere prayer is, Father, that you would meet them where they are. God, every situation and circumstance, we pray that you would turn it and make it work for their good. For it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Father, the establishing of who we are, the establishing of where we are, the establishing of what we are. God, we thank you in advance, God, for coming in and doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. Father, we trust you beyond what we see, for we realize that the thing that is seen is temporal, but the thing that is unseen is eternal. Father, we thank you for the words that you speak, God. We thank you for the lives that you have changed. God, we thank you for the establishing of their hearts and their minds right now. Father, we pray right now, God, the scripture that you told us to preach, to speak over the lives of those that are the sound of our voice, God. We speak that scripture now. God, we speak that scripture now. Romans 10 and 9, that says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. God, and as they receive that right now, Father, I pray that you would establish that inside of them, God, and let them walk according to your will and to your way. Now, those, God, that are on the side of my voice that know, God, that they need to make that turn to come in, Father, I pray for grace for them. God, I pray for grace for them, that, Father, that you would stay your hand, Lord God, until they make the decision, God, to come in, God. God, I know that your will must be done, but I pray grace over them, God. I pray grace over them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray. Father, we pray for those that are in those doctors and the nurses, God, and the front first responders, all of our frontline workers, all of our convalescent home workers, all of our essential workers, God, that has to be out in this COVID-19. God, we pray today, God, that you would establish and reestablish inside of them, God, that they need. God, continue to put your protective hands on their life. God, guide them and meet them on every hand. Let them not be weary and well-doing, God. Don't let them faint in the fight. God, we pray for our president and vice president. Father God, we pray for, Lord God, our judiciary and our mayoral, God, and our congressmen and congresswomen, God, and our House of Representatives, God, we pray for them today, God. God, we pray for every bishop and pastor and apostle and evangelist, God, and missionary across this country, God. We pray that you would continue to keep your hands on their life, God, the work that they're doing, God. God, we thank you for establishing that, God, the way, God, you would desire for it to be established. God, let them not be weary and well-doing, God, but let them reap, God, that they have sown into the kingdom. God, let them see a greater day. God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, there are three keys that we want to share with you before we get off. We're going to share those keys with you now.
One, get your Bible. Excuse me. NIV or King James, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. Ready to go in and visit, please mask up and be safe. You're welcome to join us at our house on Sundays at 10:30 and on Tuesdays at 7:15. 3, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This must line up if you surrender your life to Christ. 1, a Bible. 2, a church home. And 3, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching, but they are walking in what they're preaching.
Amen. Amen. Please govern yourself according to what Prophetess Douglas just shared with you this morning. Listen, guys, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gift to Gift Bath Bombs. If you're looking for that Calgon Take Me Away moment, if you're looking for that relaxing bath, please make sure that you contact Cora Gift to Gift Bath Bombs. You can do so by texting 832-816-7997. The number again is 832-816-7997. You can also go to their email address, which is coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. That's coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. You can leave a message in either one of those spots, and she will make sure that she gets back with you. This is Lady Douglas's business, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, I am a shower guy. I actually tried it for the product launch. Fantastic product. Relaxed every bone in my body. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is not just for the ladies, guys. This is also for us as well. I'm telling you, you will be glad you tried this product. Again, that's coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com or 832-816-7997 is the way that you can get in contact with Prophetess Douglas for those products as well. And also, guys, those of you all who would like to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you could do so by going to WGC 2020. Again, that's WGC 2020. Again, that's WGC 2020. Go to your Cash Apps, and you can sow into that by going to $WGC 2020. We thank you guys so very much for that opportunity to have you to sow into our life. We are just excited about what God is doing in the Worldwide Gospel Connection and what he is doing in your life as well. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, all it takes is for you to be obedient in your all that you do. It's all it takes to be obedient in all, that you do, and God will show himself favorable and mighty in your life. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this morning. Our prayer is that God's grace and his mercy will travel with you throughout your day, and that his hand of provision will meet you in every place that you go. Amen. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day. We look forward to you guys joining us on Monday. We have a fantastic guest on Monday, Bishop Jerome Henry will be with us. Bishop Jerome Henry will be with us. I'm telling y'all, if y'all have not heard the man of God, you need to tune in. Fantastic word. Fantastic word. We look forward to you guys being a part of that with us as well. God bless you. You guys have a great day.
This ain't no ordinary. Well, long. give it.